This audio production is brought to you by TheBestDayEver.com, David Wolf's premium longevity member site.
Okay, welcome everyone for this special interview with Truth Calkins. Truth Calkins is one of our speakers at the Longevity Conference, and he's also a featured guest on TheBestDayEver.com. He's quite an amazing person. If you saw him at the last Longevity Conference, he gave an amazing breakdown of the mineralization that takes place within our body through the different foods that we eat, as well as special supplements. Truth is here today to talk about the immune system. So Truth, could you please begin by explaining why the immune system plays such a critical role in one's overall health and well-being?
Well, the immune system is such, as we look at it in a Western perspective, it's such a large part of your body. And we can try and break it down in a more, medical or scientific context, like our white blood cells or our bone density or our thymus gland or our spleen or the lymphocytes or the macrophages or the T cells, B cells, natural cells. You can get technical, but really the immune system is so overlapped, through the entire body as our overall health, so much a part of who we are, that it's really almost like I see it as one system. It's just, it's you, it's your whole body, it's your health. It's such a core part. I mean, there are direct ways to kind of focus on your immune system through understanding it in a more isolated fashion. But if you're also interested in your overall health and you have some knowledge about how to improve that, it is going to affect your entire being, which means it's going to affect your entire immune system. If you're also interested in rejuvenation or longevity, and you're doing things that are trying to get to the core of that to keep your maximum health and vitality, you may not be someone who's had a compromised immune system and you're thinking about that because you've not really been sick that often. But if you are doing that indirectly, you're going to be changing and improving your whole immune system. It's working all the time without you knowing. You're just living your life, and it's, protecting you from bacteria, and it's healing things, and it's involved in everything. So I really see it as one system. It's a core aspect of your overall health. And it's only when your body stops being able to take care of itself in an ideal way, silently, without you understanding, that something flares up in your life and you notice you're not feeling quite as good. And all of a sudden that flare-up is interrupting your normal lifestyle and you're just interested in your work or your whatever you're into. And all of a sudden your body's speaking to you that something's not quite right and you're feeling off, and maybe this thing is recurring, so it's starting to really bother you. Now, you're going to think, okay, something's wrong with my immune system, but it's really your whole body. It's your whole overall health. But I do help people a lot at the store when they come in and they're feeling that way, like I'm getting sick or I'm not quite functioning at my optimum, and I can tell I think my immune system's not right. And so we do have things we try and do that address your body's immune power. But it's really your whole overall health. It's so related and connected to it. It's hard to separate the two from my mind.
For the average person, like you say, living their life, going day to day, and as long as everything is working fine, there isn't really a call to put someone's attention to their immune system. There isn't that sense of urgency. There isn't that interest. What are some of the things that people can begin to notice, maybe on a more subtle level, that would be like a good warning sign? So your average person getting up, going to work, they don't have maybe a particularly amazing diet. They have quite an average, ordinary diet. For them to kind of discern that there is a compromised immune system taking place, there's a compromising of their immune system, and it hasn't led to a full-out sickness or problem yet, but maybe some way that they can notice that something is coming on the horizon so that they can intervene a little bit earlier to help prevent that.
Yeah, this is good. When you're like 12 years old, they say your thymus gland is like the size of a plum, and so your immune system is probably at the strongest it's ever going to be throughout your life. Your immune system is functioning so phenomenally if you're healthy, that you take it completely and utterly for granted. You don't really worry about what you eat, perhaps, or you don't really worry about other things because you feel so great in your body and you're just living and enjoying life. But when, for some reason, that starts to change at some point and you start getting signs that my immune system's off, you should pay attention to that. And you might look at in your lifestyle, am I stressing unusually? Have I been a negative on through in my life? And it's put me into some sort of an emotional, overwhelmed despair state where I'm really, you know, depressed or fearful about some subject. And if so, you got to change your attitude about that and heal yourself and look at the positive and love yourself enough to do that. So because that's affecting your immune system. Maybe you know that you've been drinking alcohol more, or you've been partying, or you're eating more processed food, or you're traveling a lot, or you're not sleeping enough. These are the basics for a lot of people. But maybe, and if that's the case, then you can just modify that behavior, and your immune system starts coming back pretty quickly, and get your sleep, and reduce the stress, and stop eating, you know, so poorly, and try to put things in your body that you know are good for you, or quit things that you know are not so good for you, like smoking, or drinking, or eating more processed foods, or refined, or more sugary sweet foods. And maybe you're not exercising and you just have a sedentary job and lifestyle. So you might be able, you know your body better than anybody else does. So you got to ask yourself these things and look at these things. But if you care about your future, it's important. But maybe you're someone who you really feel like you're doing the right thing as far as your lifestyle and you're healthy. And for no reason, it seems to you all of a sudden at some point, signs are showing up that your immune system is off, that you're getting sick easier, or that you're run down, or that you're tired, or that you wake up and you have low energy, that you're craving sweets, and that you don't adapt well to stress. It's hard for you to be positive. You're not sleeping that great. You know, there's a lot of things, but are you getting reoccurring strep throats or sinus infections or allergies that seem to be getting worse? Digestive problems, skin rashes, jock itch, athlete's foot, vaginitis, ear, nose, throat infections, post-nasal drip. I mean, little things that may start off small, but they're actually coming back, and you know that your immune system's not really shaking it. Something's off. So that's, a sign that you can go out and try to do something to help yourself.
I'd like to ask, why do you think, I know that you're not a medical doctor and that you're a health coach and you give people overall strategies to improve their health, why are there so many autoimmune disorders in this day and age?
Well, the modern lifestyle is probably the most challenging it's ever been in a long, long time right now. The amount of toxins in the environment, the amount of diversity of things that can get our attention right now that so busy lifestyle-wise, work, entertainment, internet. There's people, we have electricity, we have so much technology with so much diversity of things to entertain us and stimulate us that people are not going to sleep with the sun, waking up with the sun. They're not working outside and exercising. They're not, eating local grown clean food per se. And they're being sometimes, raised by people that have already got their immune system thrown off. They're like the mother has been indiscriminately perhaps taking antibiotics on and off throughout their lifetime. Their bacteria levels in their digestive tract are not quite as high. The children may inherit low-grade systemic levels of yeast, low levels of beneficial bacteria, not being breastfed. If so, the mother's breast milk is not healthy as it could be. They're not laying down a foundation of beneficial bacteria. There's toxins in the mother's liver. The baby's born with some toxins. Living in the modern environment, we have some of the highest levels of heavy metal exposure, drug residues, chemicals, side effects from pharmaceuticals. Processed food is at its all-time high. Sugar consumption is at its all-time high. This is really putting the immune system to sleep and weakening the body and feeding the things that really go against the immune system, and that's the opportunistic organism, pathogen, yeast, parasite, mold, fungus, tapeworms. Because of the mineral deficiency in the soil and the processed food consumption, key vitamin and mineral deficiencies are kind of at its all-time high for people that are not, thinking of these things. And lack of exercise can be an all-time high. So obesity can be sort of at an all-time high in a lot of places around the world, you know, especially in America. Radiation is at kind of at an all-time high. There's, you know, solar radiation. The atmosphere is a little thin right now, and so the sun is strong. And I think since the 80s, dermatologists have made people more aware that, you know, over-sun exposure is not good for your skin. But this is cleaning of radiation. We're using technologies to get us away from the Earth. We're flying more, which is exposing us to more radiation. We have more electronics around us. So the EMF levels, electromagnetic fields, are even higher. And these things are not so bad for someone with a really healthy immune system because it makes the body adapt. It can adapt to everything. But when you add the total sum of all these things, being born with a slightly weaker immune system, this day and age, because you're genetically made up of your parents and they've been exposed to it for a while, and now you're born into a world with, you know, less beneficial bacteria, more opportunistic bacteria, you know, we're so over-hygienic that it's very easy for them to come in to the system. Lack of minerals and key vitamins, we're more prone to, if we get a cold that we don't, you know, we want to get over really quickly, as opposed to just resting and letting the immune system build up and fight itself off naturally, we're more prone to just go to the doctor and take an antibiotic. And if they say, just, yeah, take it, when it may not actually work for us if it's a fungus or a virus, but we just do it because it's what we consider a quick fix in our society, and we're lazy. We don't really want to do the real work to understand how to build good health. No one has the time. They just want to get over their cold, go back to work, or go back to playing, go back to their social life, go back to their modern lifestyle. But if you keep taking the shortcuts, it's severely weakening your immunity and the intelligence overall the immune system should have, and overall your health, and accumulating toxicity in the body, which is weakening immunity. So I think, you know, more than ever, this is a time for people that are not, you know, I know the members of the Longevity Now, the people at the site, they're educating themselves, so they're understanding their health. And so I see two sides. I see a lot of people that are becoming more health conscious more than ever now, and they're just getting into it as a hobby. They're just taking interest for their own welfare, and it's fantastic. But I also do still see a large number of young people today that have not had an interest in health at all yet. They've had no real reason to be. They're brought up in a world with so much to offer them that is interesting. So many diverse, fun foods that are processed that taste so good at so many different restaurants and drive-ins and takeouts, and so much entertainment with malls and movies and the internet and so many material things to be having fun playing with and manifesting and just they don't really think about their health. And I see a lot of young people picking up the smoking trend, like, you know, which kind of was dying out for quite some time, but just because it's hip, I guess. And when you're young and you're healthy, you really don't think about your health. You've never really been sick. You don't understand how important it is, and so you may do things just for fun that are actually really going against you that you're not really aware of. And it really depends on your intention. Some people may have a shorter life, and they have fun while they're here, and then they're gone. But some people, when their body starts breaking down chemically and their immune system's not functioning properly, and they're still a relatively young person, and they have a strong spiritual desire to have a wonderful life, and they're realizing that the changes in their health are inhibiting their ability to have a wonderful life. In essence, it's taking away some of their freedom, and they value that freedom greatly because that's their ability to live now and create their life. And when that starts being taken away from you, they're like, no, I can't accept that. I have to change that. I have to improve that. So then that's when they all of a sudden become interested in their health. Will it make a difference if I exercise? Will it make a difference if I stop eating this much processed food and this much sugar? You know, maybe I should look and count up how much sugar I'm eating a day, or maybe I should look at the calories I'm taking or when I'm eating or how I combine my food. And maybe I should understand how stress affects the immune system. And maybe I should understand key vitamins and minerals that I may be deficient in. And, you know, maybe I should, you know, understand how an antibiotic works and know, is it, you know, am I in a situation where I really do need to take this, or can I just naturally take care of my health and my immune system and allow my body to build up its own innate immunity by going through this process on a more natural level. You know, these are the ways I look at it, really. But today, there is more challenge for the unaware people that they're going to go through. And, you know, I think it's all good because, you know, if you just live in your life and you're loving it, and all of a sudden contrast abounds and your body starts breaking down chemically and your immune system speaking to you, and if your intention is to continue expanding with unlimited well-being and health, to live your life in this incarnation, then you will listen to that message from your body and your immune system, and you'll all of a sudden have a new desire. Okay, I want to empower myself with knowledge, and I want it because I make choices every day. I make choices on how I think. I make choices on how I vibrate. I make choices on how I feel. I make choices on when I go to sleep. I make choices on what I eat. I make choices on if I take vitamins or supplements or not, what kind of water I drink and how much. I make choices on if I decide to cleanse myself and detox if I realize that would benefit me. You know, I make choices on educating myself, and those choices lead to more freedom and more empowerment, which will boost your ability to achieve your goal and intention on a more wonderful life. And that's how I see it.
That's fantastic truth. I really like the way that you phrased it, and that for the unaware people, there's more of a challenge, and also for the aware people, there's more opportunity than ever before. So once we've kind of developed that intention and aspiration to take control of our health, improve our health and well-being, and we really have that strong desire, can you now talk about some of the strategies and protocols that you use in order to adopt an overall approach to immune system building, and maybe talk about some of the components that are built into that for that overall web of immunity to remain very, very strong?
Well, your immune system is so broad and so intelligent. Your body is such an amazing machine that first thing I do is look at what do I know? Even a lot of the unaware people know the basics just because they've heard it from those around them. What are the worst things for my body that I may be putting into my system on a daily basis? Maybe I'm smoking. You may know that that's not cool. Maybe I'm drinking on just a social level. And you may decide, okay, am I mature enough that I can go out socially and have a fun time with my friends and I can drink sparkling mineral water? I don't have to become intoxicated. You know, a lot of people experience it a few times and, you know, and that's an experience. But if you're doing it routinely, you know, do you need to continue that experience? Are you actually getting anything new out of that value? You know, because what you're doing to your system is very detrimental. So maybe that's something I can quit. Next thing to do is look at the sugar, the sweet foods, and the carbohydrates, especially the refined white carbohydrates. How much of that am I consuming? And if it, you know, so can I cut that down? Look at sweet, look at candy, look at fruit juices, look at the sugary foods, look at the bread, the pasta, the bagels, the pizza, how much of that am I consuming? Chances are you're probably, if you ask yourself, you're actually craving it because it's a powerful food in a drug-like way. It gives the body such a rush, and as we start to consume it regularly and the immune system starts to change, there are yeast like candida that are growing in the body that really crave that kind of food. And we could still be fairly young and healthy and have a strong immune system, but as the yeast gets stronger and stronger, it's colonizing and it is working against us. We all naturally have a little bit, but a lot of people in the modern world today have compromised their immune system enough and been born with a small amount of yeast. It's so prevalent because of the sugar consumption and the amount of antibiotics that people take and birth control and the lack of minerals that people's body not being alkaline enough to have an environment to nourish beneficial bacteria. It's more opportunistic. So the first thing I do is look at the worst things you're putting in your body and try and lower it. And just whatever you think you can do, just lower it a little bit. Eat a little less of those foods. Or cut it out altogether if you think you can. And focus on the fact that I'm doing something good for me. I'm acknowledging something I know that is chemically somewhat detrimental to my system. And I'm exercising my free will to stop putting some of that into my body. And I'm exercising my willpower to do so. And I know that I'll yield to a benefit. And look at some chi key vitamins that you could take that you know could bolster your immune system, and some of these probably everyone has heard of, like vitamin C, lipospheric vitamin C from Live On Labs. We love these at the bar, and your immune system's feeling particularly low, you could take 6 of these 1,000 milligram packets in a day, or just on a day-to-day basis, you could take 1 or 2 or up to 3, and that would make a significant difference in your health. People start feeling that right away from my experience. A B vitamin in the morning. Vitamin D is very important for your immune system, and we don't go out in the sun that much, and we are very low in vitamin D, and that's important. Vitamin that works a bit like a hormone, but it really is good for protecting us and our immune system. Antioxidants are really going to help your immune system, like nanosomal resveratrol. Nanosomals.com, they do a liposomal resveratrol. And so the reason I mentioned lipospheric vitamin C and lipospheric resveratrol, because these chief vitamins or antioxidants are put in a phospholipid, a polyunsaturated phosphatidylcholine sphere that's very small. Then they bypass the digestive tract, they go into the blood, and they drop into your cells, and they repair holes in the fatty lipid cell membrane that are beneficial in their own right because they protect the body from allowing toxins to go intracellular. But when they drop in and repair the fatty membrane, they deposit their carrier nutrient, like the resveratrol or the vitamin C, inside your cell, like up to 98% intracellular absorption, which apparently is quicker than even vitamin IV drips, where they inject you with vitamin C, which can be, you know, painful and cost more. So the delivery is key to these nutrients. So when we deliver vitamin C with the liposome, the lipospheric vitamin C, it's fast. And it's immediate, and it's very beneficial. So a lot of people have absorption problems. You're not just what you take, you're what you absorb. And you can buy vitamin C pills, but they don't, like, absorb at the same level. And they're also somewhat a little bit of a burden when you're taking a lot of them on your digestive tract, and only a little bit's getting in the blood. And then how much of that gets into the blood cell? So same with resveratrol. Resveratrol is blowing up all over the Internet, and it's fantastic because the studies, they've proven it mimics calorie restriction. It's totally anti-aging. It has all these health benefits. But it's really, it has antibacterial, antibiotic properties, and it's really strong for your immune system, and it just promotes, it makes you feel good because you feel healthy. But the absorption is key, and there's, you know, there's 20 milligram, there's 100 milligrams, there's 200 milligrams, there's even super high dose 500 milligram lipospheric, resveratrol tablets, pills. The absorption is very poor. Are you really going to feel this supplement and get the benefits from it? Or is it, you know, half of it marketing? So I would go for the liposomal resveratrol, and this is in the liposome, so this is delivery, and you take a tablespoon. These are like $45 a bottle. Take a tablespoon a day. It'll last you 2 weeks for a bottle, 16 days, and that's 500 milligrams delivered, and, you know, with very good absorption. And even, and this is really key for people that may have digestive problems. Now, a lot of people with compromised immune system, sugar cravings, they got a little candida, they've all got a little food allergies, digestive problems, elimination problems, gas, bloating, it's kind of off. It comes and goes, they never really know when or why. And that's a problem with candida. Your absorption is not so good. So the lipospheric products will bypass this problem. You're going to get the nutrients in your system immediately. The medicinal mushrooms are something I've used a long time. There's no doubt about it, how broad they are for your immune system and how fast they're fantastic. They're not the strongest things out there, and I wouldn't rely on them only. And some people need more. But the average person that's fairly healthy and is only just starting to experience mild immune problems or mild allergies, like reishi mushroom, one of the most famous mushrooms, and can really change their life. If they're taking a proper dose and they take it regularly, and you can feel it right away. And I would get a mushroom that really, again, guarantees the beta-glucan levels that are in the product, so you know you're really getting what you want. Mushroom Science makes a reishi 161, reishi gano 161, ganoderma lucidum, the Latin name for reishi. They took a reishi with the highest triterpene levels, the anti-inflammatory properties from the wood of the mushroom that it's grown on, and they crossbred it, they hybridized it 161 times to come up with a super strain of reishi in the lab that has the highest anti-inflammatory and immune and antiviral properties of any reishi mushroom ever harvested from nature. And so you could buy a bottle of this reishi mushroom for like $20, $20, $25. And you could take 3 to 5 tablets twice a day, more on an empty stomach. If you don't remember, that's fine, just take them. And that makes a big difference in your immune system. And if you want to make a tea, you can blend some hot tea with the reishi capsules opened up. Open up 5 capsules of reishi, age 12 ounces of hot tea. And now this is very bitter, so we like to put a little something to sweeten it in there. You might put a little chocolate powder and stevia. You might put a little dandelion, dandy blend with a little stevia or xylitol. You know, you can use other sweeteners, but if you're really focusing on your immune system, you have to understand that sugar in any form compromises your immune system. Technically, it really does. That means sugar, agave, molasses, maple syrup, brown sugar, cane juice, coconut sugar, it doesn't matter. So, you know, some people don't like the taste of stevia. You can be creative. You can use just a teaspoon of like a manuka honey if you can, or a raw honey. A teaspoon's only 4 grams of sugar. That's not so bad. But when you put a couple tablespoons and you're up to 24 grams of sugar, that's compromising your immune system. You look at a bottle of fruit juice that you drink and you think that's a healthy choice because you're trying to get healthier and you're stopping the soda. And you buy a fruit juice, you know, at the airport when you're traveling or whatever. Just look at the bottle. Look at the number at the sugar count of everything you're consuming. It's probably 28 grams of sugar in 8 ounces. And you're eating 64 grams of sugar or something for the whole bottle. That's compromising your immune system. And it's not the best energy source anyway. So reishi mushroom is fantastic. If you blend it up in a tea and make it taste okay, you're going to absorb it even better and you'll feel it immediately. Reishi also really helps you deal with stress. It's really good for cardiovascular health, the heart, for the liver. Olive leaf is really good, but regular olive leaves are just way too weak. There's not enough of the active constituents of the linolenic acid. So there's a company called East Park, and they make D-lenolate, D-L-E-N-O-L-A-T-E. And this is a very concentrated olive leaf with an extremely high dose of the D-lenolenic acid. And this really works sort of like an antibiotic from what I understand from the company. It starves oxygen and food supply from pathogenic organisms, which are always attacking the body and weakening your system, like yeast and fungus and viruses. And indirectly, it helps your immune system to get stronger. And people, if you're taking 3 capsules twice a day of D-lenolate, just swallowing them, because they taste terrible. You really don't want to open this one up. It's really going to boost your immune system. Next, take minerals, zinc, magnesium. These are really going to boost your immune system, but they have to absorb. Like Megafood does cold fusion, raw food state vitamins. They're basically, you know, taking it from the food and then they're culturing it so much with the yeast that it's pretty much you're eating Saccharomyces cerevisiae, probiotic beneficial yeast, but you're the isolated part of the yeast to some fraction that delivers you yields a high dose of a food state raw form of that mineral or that vitamin. So these absorb. If you take 4 capsules a day for a couple months, 4 tablets a day for a couple months of Megafood's vitamin D3 at 2,000 IU per pill, and you could just swallow these, or you could actually eat them. I like to eat them because it's food. It's just yeast. It's beneficial. It's probiotic yeast. You have to understand there's good yeast, there's bad yeast. There's like Saccharomyces cerevisiae and Boulardii and kefir and kombucha in these probiotic vitamins. These are good yeast. And then there's like Candida albicans, bad yeast. And there's good bacteria like Acidophilus and Bifidus, and there's bad bacteria like E. coli. And there's mushrooms that are opportunistic that are could be fatal to the human organism. There's mushrooms that are beneficial like reishi. So this is a good yeast that these vitamins come in. And if you eat 8,000 IU of vitamin D3, if you've never taken vitamin D before, I would probably do that for 2 months, and then I would go down to 2 tablets a day, 4. for long-term maintenance. And that would get your D levels up in your immune system. And you can just eat these tablets and chew them up, and you'll realize they actually taste good because it's all concentrated food and natural beneficial yeast. And MegaFood does a magnesium tablet, and it's not a high dose, but because it's food state, it absorbs really well and it works. And you could eat 3 tablets of that magnesium twice a day, chew it up until it's really well mixed with your saliva, and just swish it around in your lips or hold it under your tongue for 30 seconds and then swallow. Or if you don't want to go to the hassle of doing that, or if you're not fond of the taste yet, as you get healthier, your taste buds will change. You'll probably like them. I actually like them. But if you don't, that's fine. They're food state, so they're really going to absorb, even if you swallow them. Just not quite as quick. They still will. So swallow 6 magnesium from MegaFood twice a day, and take the vitamin D3, and take a lipospheric C, and take reishi mushroom, reishi gano 161 from Mushroom Science. Take East Park's D-linolate. This is going to change your immune system a lot. Lower the sugar as much as you can. Stop the stress. Understand how valuable your sleep is. You want to come home at a decent time. You want to chill out. You want to fall into the deepest REM sleep state so that your body will go into a hormone cascade to boost your melatonin and then your other hormones that rejuvenate your body. And nothing makes you feel better than waking up after a long, deep, full night of sleep. When you go into REM sleep state, your body replenishes itself very powerfully. You know, I could go further with Chinese herbs, like Chinese mountain ant from Dragon Herbs. He's the only company that sells an ant product in America. Now, I mentioned that earlier, the thymus gland and its key role in the immune system, and how this gland shrinks as we age. So as we get older, our immune system naturally gets weaker if you don't do something about it. So ant is an herb that really increases your thymus and its function. So your energy boost and your ATP, your adenosine triphosphate, which is your ability to convert food into chemical energy, and your immune system changes. And so a lot of the things I'm listing here are going to support your immune system at a core, intelligent level, meaning they're bipolar, they're immune modulators, they work both ways. You know, if your immune system is low, it will bolster your immune system. If your immune system is overactive in some other area, it's creating an allergy, it's losing its intelligence, it's overstimulated by a pathogen or a toxin, so it's overreacting to it, and then it loses its ability to differentiate, starts attacking healthy cells. You know, we call this an autoimmune problem. The reishi mushroom and the other immune mushrooms like agaricus and mataki and coriolis and chaga, they're immune modulators. They're bipolar. They'll lower the histamine and stop the parts from overreacting, but they'll boost the parts that are underactive. The delenolate will work this way. The minerals are and the vitamins are supporting your host-mediated response, which is just the core natural intelligence of the immune system, so it's going to help you in this fashion. Some herbs work more like an immune stimulant, like echinacea is very famous. It's an immune stimulant. So if you've been healthy for quite some time, out of the blue you do get a pretty good cold or flu. You can take a good dose, like a high dose of echinacea, take a lot of it throughout the first couple of days to boost your immune system, to recuperate quickly, and that would be very beneficial, and it'll work really great the first time you take it. But if you keep going back and taking echinacea over and over again, if you take it constantly all the time, because it's only stimulating, it's not regulating the immune system, it can actually burn out your immune system. And for someone with allergies, it can make the immune system attack the allergy even harder because it's pushing it, and that's not really going to help them. So I really like the immune regulators, the immune modulators, and the Chinese tonic herbs work that way. The medicinal mushrooms work that way. And improving your host-mediated response, just your natural core overall immune health, sleep, reduction of stress, reduction of sugar and refined carbohydrates, reduction of trans fats, reduction of toxic substances that you know you're putting in your body. And if you have been absorbing these things, and we all do, taking advantage of any cleansing that you can do. Exercise allows your body to cleanse, and some people are just not exercising enough. The best exercise is bouncing on a trampoline 10 minutes a day. It will move your lymphatic system because your lymph system is a huge part of your immune system. Drinking better water, more hydration water, pure, clean water. Detoxifying the colon colonic hydrotherapy can really help for a while with your immune system. Oxygen is so good for your immune system. Getting into a hyperbaric oxygen chamber once a week for a while to help bolster your immune system. Or doing a sauna and far infrared saunas once or twice a week for a few weeks. Keep taking your minerals so you don't lose too many minerals. They can pull out a lot of toxins and you're going to feel good. And if the toxins come out and your immune system gets more balanced, it's not stressed, you'll feel calmer. You won't stress as much. You'll sleep better. You'll notice an improvement in your overall well-being and your health. Everything that you do that improves your health will improve the way you feel, will be improving your immune system. You know, it's really common sense. It's really pretty simple.
This audio production has been brought to you by TheBestDayEver.com, David Wolf's premium longevity member site.